Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. I hope you had a great Father's Day weekend. We jump back into our Alive series where we're looking at the book of Ephesians and this big idea that Jesus makes us new. At the end of Ephesians chapter 1, really Paul not only talks about prayer, but he actually offers a prayer for us. And we just started off by talking at Lewis Center. You know, last week we talked about how God is before and after. He's so big, he's outside of time. And then you see here at the end of chapter 1, Paul is calling on us. He's giving us examples of prayer. And that seems like a contradiction in some ways. You know, if God is so big, then he already knows everything that's going to happen. Why do I need to pray? So it's this contradiction sometimes we feel between God's control and our effort. So what we learn from Paul is in verse 17, he says that the purpose of prayer is that we would know God better. He says, I've not stopped that. Giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, would give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you would know God better. And so we talked about relationships in our lives and how relationships like marriage, for example, they don't end. They're not set when you say, I do. Marriages that get stagnant over time, marriages that just kind of give up and go through the motions, that's not a healthy, right, way to look at a relationship. They continue to grow. And so sin the same way with God. Whenever you convert to Christianity, you become a Christian, that's not the end of the relationship. It's actually the beginning. And sometimes we end up with these two different polarizing perspectives on prayer in church. One of them is what I mentioned to you just a second ago. It's this idea, if God knows everything, why do I really need to pray? It's this kind of fatalistic laziness. Then the other end of the spectrum is really those who say, God doesn't move unless I pray. So it kind of creates this frantic anxiety that everything that happens in the spiritual world is dependent upon my prayers. So Paul gives us just a completely different perspective that that the purpose of prayer is relationship, is to know God better. In the next verse, in verse 18, he says that the eyes of your heart would be enlightened so that you would know and understand hope. And I think for us, a lot of times, prayer practically works its way out in that we just make lots and lots and lots of requests. And I don't want to totally demean that, right? I mean, we are supposed to bring our requests to God. The scripture actually calls us to do that. But we are not limited to that in prayer. It's not that we just should pray, you know, about your elbow surgery or about you making your car payment on time or your kids making the A-team for Classics Eagles. I think it's possible to offer all of our requests to God, but still miss the purpose of prayer. God is the means and not the end. We shouldn't treat him like a pinata, right, where we're just swinging wildly in prayer, hoping that, you know, everything comes up Tootsie Rolls and Ring Pops for us. If that were the case, we would end up like spoiled children. And we know that's not the goal. That's not the purpose of spirituality. So in the next three verses, then what Paul does is instead of just talking about the purpose of prayer, then he takes us to the power of prayer. And that's seen in Christ. He says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that we are praying towards. So we know that when we pray, God hears us, but God has three answers. Maybe his answer to our prayer is yes. Maybe his answer to our prayer is no. But I think the toughest answer is wait. And when it comes to wait, and when we hear that answer, sometimes it just comes down to, you know, tantrum versus trust. Our tendency is to, when we don't get our way, is to throw this kind of spiritual tantrum. And what we need to do is, as we get to know God better and the purpose of prayer, then we begin to express trust that we may not see it the same way that God sees it, but that that we trust God and what he's doing, what his activity is in our lives. And really the power of prayer is that we say to God that we trust him no matter what. The last thing that we really talked through about prayer is that You just have to be careful sometimes that prayer doesn't divide people. I know it's a weird thing to say, but having been around ministry for a while, people who grow in the area of prayer in their lives sometimes can have the tendency to give the impression that if you're not praying like I'm praying, you're not on the same spiritual level that I'm on. And so we just have to be careful to fight that mentality that our prayer lives, as they grow, should make us more humble. Some people are going to pray better communally. Some people are going to pray better when they pray for hours and hours. Some people are going to pray better personally. Some people are going to pray better with their families. I mean, there's all different types of people, which means the expression of prayer is going to look different. But just remember that the purpose is to know God better, which means we need to get past solely making requests. I'll give you a couple of practical ways. I offered on Sunday a book. It's called Praying the Bible by Donald Whitney. I think Pastor Adam Purcell one time called it a mercifully short book on prayer. I gave away some copies of that on Sunday. And if you would like a copy, just shoot me an email, pastor@lifepointohio.com, and we will mail you a copy of that book. But it'll help you learn how to pray the scriptures, which brings me to the second idea, which is that this Friday on the Drivecast, Jeff Huff, he is going to lead us through praying a psalm. So Pastor Jeff will kind of lead us, practically apply what's in that book in prayer for us. So I'm going to pray for us right now, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray about knowing God today. Father, I pray that today we wouldn't solely pray about you changing our bad circumstances. Lord, for our elbow surgeries and our situations with our children, God, we bring those requests to you, but we also want to say that we trust you in the middle of those, and that maybe you want to change us through a health circumstance or a situation with our children or a financial situation, that God, we are open to that we trust you and we want to know you better. Now you take the opportunity to pray. Once again, thanks for joining us on the Drivecast, and I hope you will take the opportunity to come back and join us again tomorrow.